Okay,
Next
so the
page.
next page is meet the team. But Tim, I don't really have a team.
Okay, so why do you have a meet the team page? And by the way, guys, I'm going to give you some scripts on this one, because remember the first two pages, there were no scripts. On this page, there is a script. So we're going to get to the scripts last. Because a team can be used against you, having a team can be used against you by a competitor, or you can use it as a huge selling proposition, or what we call here at our university, we call a USP. So on your team, if you have a team, that's where their bios go, that's where their pictures go, very simple. If you don't have a team, if you don't have people working directly for you right now, don't worry about it. You can use the people that support you in your real estate transaction. Okay. For example, when Julie and I first started, it was Julie and me. But at our brokerage, who else did we have? There was a gal that set up the showings, because in our state, in our region of the state, rather, what would happen was the showing coordinator at the office would call the seller and coordinate with the buyer's agent and set the showing up. In some parts of the country, I realize, it isn't done that way. But Erin was her name, mm-hmm. and she actually became part of our team page.
And almost all of you have a transaction coordinator. You have an office manager. You have a title specialist, your title agent, right? You have a mortgage person that you work with. You all do have a team, okay? It doesn't have to be a listing assistant and a buyer's agent and all these other people. However, some of you do have transaction coordinator, buyer agent, listing assistant, and personal assistant.
That's right.
Whatever your makeup is, have a team page, because if you don't have a team page, it can be used against you.
That's right. So, again, it can be used against you because, and we're going to get to the scripts portion of this section in a second of this particular page, but it's really important. The team page, again, is we're getting into the heart of the pre-listing pack. We're getting into something that's, you know, the content of it that really differentiates you. Getting back to Julie's question, tell me in 3 minutes why I'd want to list with you. Well, a lot of you are going to want to say, well, how about my team? Okay. Now, this, again, for those of you who don't have a team, think out of the box. You're going to have this person that works for the title company. You might have the home inspector. You know, we had all those people on our team page when we first started selling real estate. And guess what? They were our team. That wasn't something we were lying about. They were our team. They were part of every real estate transaction that we did. And that's how we presented it. These are people that are part of every real estate transaction that we do. They're critical to me getting your home sold, right?
So how does it benefit the seller? So we're getting into the presentation part of this. If the seller is asking or you're presenting this page, which is in both the pre-listing package and in the formal listing presentation, Tim, how do you present this to the seller so they see the benefit to them of hiring you who has a team?
Okay, guys, now I want you to pay very important attention to the critical points in this. When you are presenting, it's always better to present with questions. In other words, you're asking the seller a question than it is with just simply talking about the particular PLP page, or you're going to use a lot of the same content for your listing presentation. So the question that you might have, or you could tell stories. We used to do the same thing. So this was a typical story that we use when we were presenting the team page to the seller. We would say, Mr. Seller, when was the last time you flew on a jet? And they would typically say, fairly recently, right? And then you say, okay, now I want you to imagine, Mr. Seller, you know, you're standing in line getting your ticket. Then you go to another line, and you see this guy with, you know, looks a lot like a captain, right? He's standing, he's actually the one taking your ticket. He's the one getting you your little voucher, your little pass to get on the plane. Okay, that seems kind of strange. I mean, why would a captain of a plane be taking tickets?
He's weighing your luggage. I thought he was the captain.
All right, but maybe it's Southwest and they're doing something different. Who
right.
knows, right? So then you go over to the whole TSA line and you're standing there for your lovely pat-down, and there's that same dude wanting to pat you down. Okay, now you're thinking, okay, this guy's the captain. He just gave me my ticket, and now he's doing the pat down, and now, okay, well, so, you know.
And he already looks tired and worn out.
This is a little unusual, but then you walk to the gate. Oh, my God, is that the same? It is. The same guy is standing there helping people do seat upgrades and seat changes and trying to bribe people with $100 to go on a later flight. By the way, who actually does that? Who can actually go on a later flight for $500? I mean, I don't. Anyway, what's going on in your life that you have that kind of flexibility is what I always wonder. But set aside, so the same guy is standing there, right? He's been offering you. You're going, okay, now you're getting a little bit worried. Okay, you're getting a little bit concerned, but you figure, well, what the heck? They're a little short-staffed in the airport, and it is what it is. So you're sitting there waiting for, you know, you're waiting to take your seat, waiting for the person to announce that. Okay, then you look out the window. Now you're getting worried, right? The same guy is down there loading the luggage onto the plane himself. The same guy, oh, my God, is that right? He's cleaning the plane. He's actually on the plane cleaning it from the last flight. The same guy's loading the food. This same guy that you saw at the second you walked in the airport is now loading the plane, cleaning the plane, preparing the plane, putting fuel in the plane, going around doing a safety check. This same guy is doing all these jobs. Now you're worried. Now you're thinking to yourself, all right, so maybe I should have spent a little bit extra on a different airline, right?
Yeah, and is he doing any of these things really well?
That's right. How can he be? How can he actually be doing any of these things really well, considering the fact, okay, now you find out that they're loading the plane. Your seat row has been called. And that's right, he's now run back in the airport. He's sitting there taking your tickets. He's covered with sweat. He's not really paying attention. He didn't say anything to you. He just looks like a zombie at this point. That same guy then, when you get on the plane, oh, that's right, he's managed to get on the plane before you, it's the same guy that's offering you to take your coat, help you with your luggage, tell you that your luggage is too big. So he's now doing all these jobs. You're sitting in your plane, and I want you to think for a second. After having seen this poor guy having to do all these jobs, how do you feel?
I feel like getting off the plane. I don't know about you.
That's right. I mean, exactly. Maybe riding Greyhound isn't such a bad idea, right?
I'll walk at this point.
Exactly. Or just cancel the trip altogether.
Right.
God bless Skype. I mean, you're thinking all kinds of thoughts. But the last thing you want to do is be on that plane after this guy has essentially, you know, run himself to the ground trying to accommodate. Okay, you guys hopefully at this point know what I'm getting at here. But this is a story that you tell to the seller, or a story that's very similar to this, where you're expressing to the seller that, Mr. Seller, listen, you obviously would not want to ride on an airplane where the one guy was having to do all these critical jobs, right? I mean, Mr. Seller, it probably makes sense to you that the last thing you would want to do is ride on a plane where one guy was doing all these jobs, right? Okay, and of course they're going to say yes, and hopefully you've told the story with a little bit of color, and so they're going to be laughing. And
you're building rapport at this point, by the way.
Right. You're not building rapport by talking about your awards and talking about your dog. Okay, this is how you build rapport, because you're really educating them. So then they're going to be agreeing with you, and you can say, Mr. Seller, when you list your home with me, now, I'm going to stop here in a second. I'm giving you a critical script. This is a little bit, we're using a little bit of NLP, and we're going to talk about this in this coaching program too, how to use NLP. When you list your home with me, Mr. Seller, here's a simple fact. Now, this is included in the pre-listing pack, guys, but this information is directly transferable to the listing appointment. So, yes, this is in the PLP, but I want you to shift your mind to imagine you're presenting this to a seller. When you list with me, Mr. Seller, you get a team of experts. Because the fact is that I want to focus all of my energies on working directly with you and finding a buyer for your home at the highest price and best terms for you, and not having to do all these other jobs. See, my team is there to service me. I'm not delegating you to them. So when you do business with us, you're dealing directly with me. You get the highest level of personal care from me. And all the other jobs that I'd normally have to spend all my time doing would essentially be delegated to the staff. And then there's another page we're going to get to in a second where you show a graph. And that graph essentially shows the division of time that goes into a typical listing agent's, you know, a traditional ordinary listing agent's day. And you can then show the seller that tiny little sliver of time, given the fact that they're doing all these jobs themselves, that they have no team, is all they have left to spend, obviously, getting the home sold. And then we're going to get to the importance of all that in a second. But so with the team page, guys, the reason that you want to have it is to show the fact, and again, it's important that you have this script memorized. The team is there for you to delegate everything to with the exception of getting your home sold at the highest price and best terms for you. If you don't use that script, your competitors will use your team against you by saying, when you list with Susie has this big staff, you're never going to hear from Susie again.
Yep, she's going to list you and delegate you, and you know, you'll probably talk to a different person every time you call.
Okay, so those of you who are competing against a Susie who has a big team, I just gave you a killer script to use to get the listings away from her. Because every seller, when any agent presents a team, is going to be worried that they're never going to hear from the listing agent again, because in most cases they won't. So by telling them that the problem with listing, or one of the challenges with listing with an agent with a big team, with all these buyer agents and all the rest of it, is you never know who you're going to talk to. When you say those types of things in the listing presentation, oh my God, Tim, hold on. This is way too aggressive. Holy
yeah.
crap.
And it's pretty advanced, by the way. We are assuming that you're competing here, because those of you who are planning on doing more than 18 deals a year, and in some cases more than 12 deals a year because you've run out of friends and family and repeat business, you will be competing. I cannot drive that into your brains anymore. And when you do, compete at the highest level so that you stop dreading it and start loving it, because it's fantastic when you use these scripts. It works. You'll take your listings every time, unless you don't want to.
It is very important that you guys understand that the pre-listing pack pages, not every one of them, not every time, will you have to explain. You're going to be on listing appointments, and I would say from personal experience and experience of all of our really thousands of coaching clients, honestly, very rarely does a seller ask questions about your team. But if they do, now you're prepared.
That's right. So point of difference, right? If you know it's your team versus somebody else's team, you must be very careful to use the script that Tim gave you. The team is there to support you, that they are not going to be delegated to the team.
That's right.
And okay. If you're considering other teams, make very certain that there's somebody being accountable. I'm holding myself accountable. You are hiring me. It is my job to sell your home. The team is there to support me so they can do the things that I don't need to be doing, and I can concentrate all of my time and efforts in getting you the highest price for your home in the least amount of time with the best terms.
Okay, so guys, that was the end of the how to explain your team page, how to make your own team page. And now the next section is we are going to be talking about what's the next page, Julie?
The next page is the easy exit listing.